This is Bird Note. Of all the birds out there, the corvid family, the crows, ravens, and jays might have the spookiest reputation. We call a flock a murder of crows, and the birds are scary smart. And then there's Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven.
Quote the raven, nevermore.
Some people just feel like they're a bad omen. But this idea that corvids are spooky is far from universal. It's mainly in the Western world, as corvid researcher Kaylee Swift explains.
For example, in many parts of Asia, crows and ravens are used as avatars of fate. Rather than being, you know, these scary things, these were helpful beings that guided people to their destinies. Even if we look back in time through European cultures, we see that the connotation of these birds have changed a lot. For example, in ancient Greece, they were actually symbols of love and marriage. And seeing a crow was a good sign for a marriage. And so they definitely have this kind of spooky culture context now. But I like to remind people that, you know, human beings and human cultures around the globe are not a monolith. And if you start to poke around, you'll see these birds might have some really different contexts depending on when and where you look.
Learn more about spooky or not so spooky birds on our podcast, Bring Birds Back. Find it in your podcast app or at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Tanaja Hamilton. Happy Halloween!